Cabin fever.
Goodbye.
I'm sure other languages have a word or idea for cabin fever. Cabin fever comes from the idea of going crazy in a cabin by yourself or with a group of people. Going crazy in some cabin in the woods together. I'm sure there's a real and serious disease and some terrible stories about violence with people who have actually had cabin fever. So in a way, not to make light of it, I have cabin fever. You know, while I was waiting to come back to the U.S., I didn't work for about a month and a half, but my wife would always come home, which is different here. And then we'd all do all kinds of fun things. Here in Vegas, though, I'm trying to save some money, so I can't really do anything. And besides, Vegas, once you've done something, once you've done it a million times, it's amazing how the culture here is actually kitsch. I have work, but it won't start for at least another month, and school doesn't start for another 2 months. So this cabin fever is getting to me. I'm getting a bit restless, annoyed, and just plain bored. My brother, who works where I will work, comes home every day tired and with a true hatred for his job. It is his first job, though. Andrew, who I've done a separate podcast with somewhere in the bowels of Link about gambling, is a travel agent for Expedia and does cruises for them. Apparently, this is the busy season, and Andrew hates life right now. But I'm pretty sure I hate being poor more. So what's a guy to do? I don't really want to fish out my friends because hanging out with them costs money. And the money I have is money I'd rather not spend. I may actually go fishing with a friend of mine this weekend, though. Well, I don't know. This is essentially the bored, rambling entry. Hopefully when life is busier, I'll still find some time to write things interesting here.